I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare.
I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties.
I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Zach Gelb hosts afternoons on the Infinity Sports Network. He comes to us from the WFAN studios in New York City. So take us through it, Gelby. You're watching ESPN's playoff committee, the coverage on Sunday. They're revealing the playoff teams, essentially. We see Alabama goes up. We know it's going to be either Notre Dame or Miami. I believe the committee gets it right. What are your initial thoughts when you see the UM logo pop up on the screen?
Yeah, so I said last week the first time I actually felt some serious momentum for Miami was a week ago. And if they ever got side by side, I did think they would factor in head to head and Miami would get in over Notre Dame. But here's what I didn't anticipate. After Alabama got blown out in the SEC championship game, I didn't think they would drop them out, but I thought there'd be some punitive action where they would have said, okay, we've been debating Notre Dame and Alabama this entire time. We'll put Notre Dame in and move them up and then have Alabama and Miami get debated. And I thought the Canes were going to get screwed. But once they only dropped Ohio State one spot after losing to Indiana, I said Alabama's definitely in, and this means we're going to have the Notre Dame-Miami debate. And once they showed Bama was in that nine spot, I thought to myself, oh my God, Miami's going to make the playoff. And then 25 seconds later, they obviously drag it out for TV. They put Miami up. I think the committee got it right, but their process and how they got it right doesn't really make sense. Like, you guys are thrilled Miami is in. You should be. Miami deserved to go in over Notre Dame. They beat them head to head. But the first ranking, Miami was 18th. Notre Dame was 10th. Even up until the last ranking when they were idle, Notre Dame was still in front of Miami. And then for the final ranking, no game was played, and they still put Miami in front of Notre Dame. So Chris Peterson, the former coach, said this to me the other day. I think they got it right, but the way they got there, the math didn't really add up.
And Gelby, you said they did it for TV. I agree. It was you were on the edge of your seat. It was you were leaning to try to figure it out.
I was walking home from work. I was in the streets of New York, and I had my phone up, and I'm watching it in the street, and I'm like, come on, come on, come on. What are they going to do? I'm screaming. They probably thought I was like a crazy homeless person at one time.
Say, somebody probably wanted to give you a dollar, and another person wanted to take you to a shelter.
Yeah. they were like, oh, here's like $20 to go to Tootsie's afterwards to celebrate Miami getting on in.
Hey, man, I'm going to go to Tootsie's no matter who got in. But no, like made for TV and all of this stuff, even Tulane and James Madison, Sam Madison, whatever the hell it's called, like the best 12 teams, like they didn't get the best 12 teams in. No. Because Notre Dame should have been over Tulane or James Madison, but did they get it right, I guess, big picture?
Well, here's the thing. Did they get the 12 best teams in the country in? No, but no. The format doesn't allow for the 12 best teams to get in because everyone thought, for weeks, and I kept on saying this, it's not the four Power Four conference champions that always get in, but you would just think if you win the ACC, you would be one of the four highest ranked or the five highest ranked conference champions. So even if Duke would have lost, Virginia then would have got in, and then James Madison would have been out. But once Duke goes down, then yes, James Madison was ranked the week prior, and Duke wasn't, and so was Tulane. So I did a sports minute on this, which I know everyone loves listening to them around the country. I get so many nice remarks about those, Infinity Sports Network sports minutes and Odyssey sports minutes.
But I delete them, Gelb, just so you know.
It's fine. You know, I'm surprised you even talk after the body bag that I put you in last week when debating CP3. Wow. Nice to hear you on the show, Solana.
Wow, you're going all the way back to last week, huh? That's crazy.
But anyway, one of my sports minute was, like, what's the format change? Like, last year we saw Boise State and Arizona State get buys because it was the conference champions, the four highest-ranked conference champions got a bye. That's not the case this year. So here's what I would do. I had a few ideas. I would only add two more spots in, but have it be a play-in tournament. So, like, this week you would have got Tulane going up against BYU or, you know, Notre Dame going up against James Madison. And whoever wins those games gets the 11th or 12th spot. So we really get the 12 best teams in the country. They're probably going to go to 16. And I attended Temple University. I love the small college football programs, and I supported them for years. But here's the other thing. Like, should the group of five just have their own playoff? And then the Power Four says, we run college football. We'll have a true Power Four playoff as well. That's another thing that I thought of.
How'd you like, and I'm with you, by the way, in terms of the process to get to where Notre Dame was out. Well, I understand why they'd be upset. But in terms of their reaction, not playing the bowl game, the athletic director just going after the ACC, what's your reaction to all of that? Because from our perspective, obviously as Miami fans, it's pretty pathetic. I mean, they don't want to be a part of the ACC and they're upset the ACC's campaigning for the only ACC team.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, when it comes to football, obviously they're affiliated with the ACC with like every other sport. But I don't really have an issue with it. I thought the AD, when you listen to him, he's not attacking Miami for getting in. It's just his team getting left out. I know that it kind of crossed together in some sort of way, but I don't have a problem with them not going to the bowl game. That's a team that was in the national championship game a year ago. They're playing for a national championship. So, like, what are you going to do? Go to the Cheez-It Bowl or something like that?
I mean, but honestly, Notre Dame quitting football for a couple of months to prove a point, like, hey, now we're quitting football. We'll see you next season.
It doesn't do anything.
What is that?
But let's be real. Like, if Miami didn't make the college football playoff, Hawk, would you be getting all fired up about going to the Pop-Tarts Bowl?
No, not fired up. But I wouldn't suggest that they quit football. That they say, oh, well, we were expecting this. We didn't get it, so we're going home. I mean, what garbage is that?
None of these other bowl games even matter. Like, think about
this. That's fine. They haven't mattered for years. So now because Notre Dame is in one, they really don't matter? Like, get out of there with that nonsense. You didn't make the playoffs. You should have beaten Miami. If you beat Miami in August at Hard Rock Stadium, guess what, Notre Dame? You'd be in the playoffs. You'd be in the playoffs. You wouldn't have to complain. You wouldn't have to take your ball and go home and quit if you had handled business against Miami. Guess what? You lost.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong on that.
Are there a lot of basketball programs that if they don't get the NCAA opt out of the NIT?
Yeah, a lot of them do.
They opt out?
Mm-hmm.
I won't use that point anymore.
Yeah, I think it's a very similar comparison, honestly. Notre Dame views all these other bowl games as the NIT, so they're not.
I thought I had
a
good one there.
No, it happens all the time.
I thought I had a good one.
Yeah, it's all right. Well,
cliffhanger was the word I was looking for earlier when I came.
We all knew. We were all there way before you were.
Yeah. Do they need cliffhangers in the voting? But that was the word. So hard,
by the way, did we tell Channing why I couldn't do tomorrow?
I don't know if I know why you can't do tomorrow.
Well, I have to speak to my all-time favorite Gator at 2:15 p.m. Eastern time and pre-tape an interview.
Yeah, you
my
did
all-time
tell me.
Favorite Gator.
It's, come on. I didn't get a call.
Nah, I'm talking to Tebow, so I can't talk to you.
Crap. You like Tebow more than me? He does nothing fun. He's lame.
Nah, he's more of a gangster. He's a tough guy.
He's a tough guy.
Yeah. That religious stuff, I think it's all 32.
Who else did you blow us off for like a couple weeks ago?
Yeah,
well, I'm getting ready for our SiriusXM show.
Yeah, I was like unfiltered with the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm not coming to that meeting.
No wonder he comes on every week. It's all starting to make sense.
To that meeting.
Yeah, I mean, tell you, I leave the night.
Who did you blow us off for a couple weeks ago?
I don't remember. Some college football coach or something like that.
Yeah,
someone related.
Yeah, I mean, Tebow, I kind of understand, but that guy, whoever that was.
Well, I tell my producer.
Oh, you know who was? It was Dan Lanning, wasn't it?
Maybe. I have Dan Lanning actually coming on today. but I tell my producer every week, Wednesdays, 2:25, I got to talk to my guys in Miami, and he'll just forget and sometimes schedule people. So I apologize for that.
Well, we appreciate you being here on a Tuesday.
I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system. I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better. I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.